This is Ron Moss from the Heart. If you don't know, this is this month is Women's History Month. And again, you know, I don't think that there's enough days in the month of March that can really give credit to the things that women have done, not just for this United States, but for this world, for this universe. But what I want to try to do is, you know, I want to honor some people this month, as many as I can, and because I feel I owe it to them to do that, and I owe it to myself, you know, since I have a platform that I'm able to do that, and I'm going to use that platform for that reason. I wanted to start out by acknowledging people like my mother, Loretta Moss. My mother died in 1988, and I won't really get into that history. I've done that before, but you know, I want to acknowledge her now because she was my mother and I loved her unconditionally, and she helped to raise me be the person that I am now before she left this planet. I want to lift up my grandmother. Her name was Irene Burt. And you know, I'm gonna choose another day when I really talk about her and my mother, which was her mother, her and my grandmother, which was her mother at the same time, because I'm gonna have a lot to say about them. But I just wanna mention them in that same company, and then I want to also lift up my Aunt Tootsie. My grandmother had, you know, two daughters and a son, and a child that was deceased at birth. But she lost her two daughters before she died. And my aunt died in 1995, and my grandmother died in 2000. So there's going to be a day before this month is over when I'm going to really spend some time lifting them up, because they played a very significant part of who I am and the people around, you know, my brothers and my sisters and my cousins and nieces and nephews. All of them played into part of the upbringing of who they are was from those people that I just mentioned. But there's somebody that I really want to lift up and just say a little bit about. And that was my grandfather's mother. And we called her Grandma Bertha. Grandma Bertha possibly, in my mind, could have been the most strongest woman, or one of the strongest women that I had ever came in contact with in my life so far. She was a small frame woman. She had so many grands and great grands, too numerous to count. But I remembered her in this way, and she epitomizes talking about her for this Women's History Month. I remember when we would stay with my grandmother, my grandma Bertha would get up early in the morning, and she would go into town. And we're talking about the small town of Central South Carolina. and she would go into town, and she would start to walk. I never knew of my Grandma Bertha ever driving a car. I just remember her always walking wherever she had to go. And she would always stop by my grandmother's house, and I could hear her saying, "Reen, Reen, do you need anything? I'm on my way to town." And I remember my grandmother would yell back outside and say, "No, I'm okay." Or even there were times when she would say, "Yeah, if you don't mind," because during that time, you know, people kind of, you know, people were somewhat honest, more honest than they are now. But, you know, and so there was kind of a truth where people were allowed to put certain things in grocery stores on credit. And so she would go to town and get her groceries or whatever she needed and come back. And I can remember there were times when we would work in a garden. And I remember my Grandma Bertha, you know, would run circles around us picking stuff out of the garden. And I mean, we would get started. And I mean, you look down and when you were finishing up one row of picking peas or whatever it was, she was on her fourth row. And I mean, that was just who she was. I mean, and this was my great grandmother, you know, and she had that kind of strength and that kind of power and that kind of resilience and that kind of energy that she displayed every single day I saw her. And I can't remember a day when I remember her being sick. I can't remember a day when she was not, when in the times that she would sit on the porch, you know, back then when you didn't really have anything to do and you really wanted to relax. And that's when, you know, now you see porches and they're empty. Most porches you see are empty. No one has time to sit on the porch anymore. But during that time, you know, I can remember seeing my Grandma Bertha sitting on the porch and just speaking to everybody that came by or people speaking to her. "Hey, Grandma Bertha." And, you know, back then communities, even though if it wasn't your grandmama, you would still call her that. She was either your grandmama or your aunt. And I can remember her sitting on the porch and just relaxing and speaking to everybody. And you couldn't help but just go up on the porch and sit there and talk to her, you know, and just listen to her talk and just enjoy the conversation. But what really stuck out for me and what really stuck out that I will never forget, I can remember going to her house one evening around 5 or 6 o'clock. And I remember knocking on the door and no one answered. And I heard a faint sound and I thought she was inviting me into the house. And as I opened the door, she was on her knees. She was on her knees and she was praying. And I don't know what happened to me, but I remember just being frozen for such a time. And I guess the amazement to me was her prayer and the resilience of her prayer and the longness of her prayer. I knew I had to stand there, I know, 10, 15 minutes. And I gotta be honest with you, she did not stop praying. And I could only imagine listening to her pray. And she was on up in her years. I can only imagine what she had endured over those years. And how God had bought her out of so many things that she had no time limit on lifting him up. She had no time limit on worship and praying for what he had done for her and what he was continuing to do in her life. And so I honor Grandma Bertha today. I honor who she was, and I continue to honor who she is. She's been dead for a long time now, but her memory will forever stay in my heart and in my mind. If you get a chance today, if you get a chance this month, I'll talk about those great leaders that we know about in history. I will, but I think what's so important for us is that we lift up the people that we know. The people who live around us, who are our mothers and our aunts and our grandmothers and our cousins, who played such a significant role as strong women in our lives, that we need to lift them up. Those folk in history, there's a whole lot of folk that's going to lift them. I'm going to lift them up too. But I need to lift up the folk that really meant something, that really touched my heart. And my grandma Bertha really did that to me. So think about those people in your life, those women in your life that help shape you to who you are and who you continue to be. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.